The Pony Express only existed for about a year and a half in the 1860s, but the horse-powered mail delivery system, cowboys riding hundreds of miles with sacks of letters, has become one of the most enduring symbols of the Wild West, and to many now it's just that, a symbol. But in Arizona, it's very real, at least for a few days every year. Stina Sieg from Here and Now contributor KJZZ reports.
People line the streets of Payson, Arizona, to pay tribute to the memory of the Pony Express and get their mail collected by 29 guys on horseback.
Hashknife! Hashknife!
Yeah, the men of the Hashknife Pony Express know how to work a crowd, but they're no novelty act. Many are members of the Mounted Division of Navajo County Search and Rescue, which founded the group. For the last 57 years, they've galloped from Holbrook in northern Arizona to Scottsdale, just outside Phoenix. 200 miles in 3 days of highway and desert and small towns.
Makes you feel free. Makes you feel young and free.
For guys like Justin Deaton, it's also a real, if volunteer, job. The Hashknife riders are sworn in as postal carriers at the ride start. This year, they're bringing along more than 10,000 letters, all hand-stamped with the Hashknife brand. The ride is only about a tenth of the distance of the Pony Express's original route between Missouri and California. But rider Steve Reynolds says people sure do get excited about it.
This is an international event. We get mail from all over the world.
And it's sent to Arizona, just for the privilege of being hand-sorted and stuffed into heavy bags that are switched off between riders at every mile marker. Reynolds is on his 38th ride with Hashknife, whose popularity has prevailed even as snail mail is going out of style.
You know why we do it? Because we can.
A short time later, the riders are cooling their heels at the local Elks Lodge, where everyone wants to chat them up. Bill Bridwell is the group's oldest rider, at 83. He says the ride exhilarates him.
Because you're doing something to perpetuate the West, to perpetuate not just Arizona, but the West.
For Bridwell, this journey is about a certain kind of individualism he thinks all Americans share.
There's a little bit of cowboy in all of us. I don't care if you're in New York City or New Jersey or California, wherever. I think everybody has a little cowboy in them.
Thomas Allen grew up watching Hashknife riders rush through his hometown of Holbrook. Now, on his first ride down this well-worn route, his thoughts sometimes wander to the original Pony Express.
Grabbing a big old mail bag, it's really traditional. Yeah, it's you really felt a connection with that, and it gets you good. Yeah, it really gets you good.
That connection should continue for years to come. The Hashknife crew has got one thing the Pony Express of the past never did, an actual contract with the U.S. Postal Service. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg, reporting from Payson, Arizona.